Welcome to Trust Matters, the podcast, where Charles H. Green, CEO of Trusted Advisor Associates and co-author of the best-selling book, The Trusted Advisor, answers your questions and offers wisdom on how to build stronger relationships with clients and colleagues.
Hi, folks. It's Charlie Green again with Jason Gluskin manning the inbox. What's the mail got in store for us today, Jason?
So our next question is from Julia, who's a commercial realtor in the UK, and she's asking about presenting choices to clients. She writes, I've got an important presentation coming up for a client who is trying to decide whether to move into a new building or to remodel their existing one. Economically, the new building makes a lot more sense, and I've got the numbers to prove it. But some partners are pretty clearly in the stay here camp, and there's some politics going on. My question is, how do I present both options to them?
Let me step back for a minute on this one. You're raising a really interesting question about the role of options in giving advice, and it depends on the situation. So there are three kinds of situations where clients typically want our advice, and options can be useful. Number one, they really don't know what to do. They're not wedded to any conclusion, and they came to you for an expert's advice. Number two, they're paralyzed by whether or not to take a decision. They see it as a go or no-go situation. And this one feels complicated, by the way, because if it's no-go, it likely means you won't get any work. But that's a separate podcast. And third, they're polarized around two key options with people dug in on either side. That's your situation, Julia. Now, the role of options is going to vary in each case. The simplest is when they're just looking for your expertise without any preconceptions. In that case, just tell them the answer. They'll be predisposed to buy it. And I'm assuming, by the way, that in all of these cases, your advice is actually correct. The second case, go, no go, can be hugely helped by giving them two options for go. Look at this kind of new building or at that kind of new building. Use this consultant or that consultant. Use this kind of marketing campaign or that kind. And what you're doing by offering two options is breaking the logjam of indecision. Having two options allows them to frame the decision in constructive terms. What are we really trying to accomplish with this move? What kind of a consultant do we want to work with? What do we want to say as our marketing message? And then there's your case, where the audience is split between two options. Now, you didn't say what the politics were, but in the case of a building move, I can imagine lots of disagreements. How long the commute is, what the neighborhoods are like, the architectural message you want to send, and those can be divisive. So what you need to do here by using options is to get the issues out on the table, make it okay to talk about the commute, the neighborhoods, etc., and stop having them dug in around two unclarified positions that are masking a more fundamental division of opinion. Sometimes you can do that just by directly stating the issues and urging a civil, rational discussion about them, or you can provide another option, a third choice, which forces them to talk about the real issues underlying all of the choices, as opposed to staying split on an either-or proposition. So here's a general rule governing all these situations. Give the client one more option than the number of opinions in the room. If there are no opinions in the room, then give them one option, aka your recommendation. That's enough. If there's one opinion in the room and they're just not sure whether to buy it or not, give them two options. 1 + 1 = 2. That'll clarify the underlying issue and remove the fear of action. And if there are two opinions in the room, which is your situation, Julia, then consider giving them one more option. Again, it's a tool for forcing conversation up one level to tackling the real issues instead of being mired in some unstated conflict. The value you add in all these cases by offering options is to clarify the real issues facing the client. Often as not, those issues are not the technical specifics of the situation in front of you. It's not about the building, it's not about the consultant, it's not about the ad campaign. It's almost always about deeper stuff, and you add value by surfacing those deeper issues. The use of options can be very helpful in that regard.
You've been listening to the Trust Matters podcast with Charles H. Green. Send us your questions about trust, relationships, and business at podcast@trustedadvisor.com. And visit trustedadvisor.com for tons of free articles, videos, and more.